Lenore and I are very vicious, nasty people. I would say Lenore and I are essentially Davin and I during the day.
Oh, dear.
You know, we're just very nasty, vicious people.
I forgot to record the first part of the show.
Stupid. So,
thought I had it.
I see the first thing I see Lenore, and I give her a big hug. We start getting all choked up.
Aww.
And I have, because I just, it's, a, you know, as a single, you know, she was a single mother, and, you know, I was raised by a single mother, and it's just an amazing moment. I was emotional during the whole wedding.
Well, that's what happens when you get older.
What's happening to
you
me?
You know, like George Steinbrenner before he died was crying all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
So, you know. Well, you got that to look forward to.
Yeah.
I can just see you guys getting all sappy and emotional just like you did at work. You son of a bitch. Rotten old awful.
I'm telling you right now, her and I are nasty, just as nasty to each other as him and I.
I'm not nasty.
It seems
you're
to be a pattern.
Queen of May either.
I don't even know what that means. Is that like a dance?
You know, the Queen of the May is like the Queen of May Day. She's happy, and it's May, and it's spring, and it's a very festive situation.
It's like a young gay, festive girl.
Yeah, gay, festive girl.
Sounds delightful.
Yes.
I'd love to be the Queen of the May.
Tom says Joe's hitting menopause.
I think I am.
He's getting all sappy and weepy.
I just like it's like I just started to get weepy over. Well, there's this one show.
Let's not get crazy. You were drunk the night before.
But there's a show that I can't handle. It's on. It's called Too Cute. You ever see that on the Animal Planet?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And they had a special edition. They had a special marathon with puppies. And
you got to be shitting me.
No, I'm not. I'm not. So they had the puppies. In this one episode, there was a litter of puppies, and they all get adopted.
Right.
Except this one little puppy, and he's lonely now. And what they do is there's this little boy peering through the gate, and he walks in, and the two see each other, and they fall in love with each other, and I couldn't handle that shit. I started crying.
Oh, yeah. No, I can't take it either.
The puppies fell in love with each other?
The puppy and the little boy. There's nothing like a puppy and a little boy. So the puppy never thought he was going to get adopted, and the little boy was looking for a little companion.
But how do you know what the puppy's thinking?
It's narrated.
The whole litter is gone.
It's narrated, and he was left alone.
Yeah, he was left alone. I mean, these guys bait you. Know? Let me tell you something. They set you up for the kill.
Oh, they do.
But who does?
The narrator. They know what's going on.
Because it's for children.
No, it's not.
It's for adults.
You've watched it, too.
Yes, I have.
I am not keeping you busy enough.
Not that episode, but I always freak out when everybody gets adopted, but the one.
That's what happens.
Yes, I can't.
Everybody's going to
do this every week.
Pretty much.
And you guys are just as emotional every time.
Because it's sad.
You know, it's like the Dukes of Hazzard. They're going to get away. Well, there's going to be a happy ending.
Who knows? Maybe they'll put up to sleep or something.
Annie got adopted, stupid. Everybody gets adopted.
Well, you don't know the plot of this show. Asshole, I want to enjoy the crime.
The Animal Planet's going to have a sad show, and then the little puppy became a pelt.
The Animal Planet has plenty of sad shows. You ever see the poor little elk that's not as healthy, and he gets eaten by a bobcat? That's not fun.
Yeah, they do have things.
They don't count and count that.
They don't have him in a confined cage.
No, but it's not like he jumps in a car and splits. You know,
I mean, there's a happy lion. There's a lion that gets to feed her cubs.
Yeah, but if you're on the side of the little elk there, you feel bad.
I find it hard to believe you'd ever be on that side.
Yeah.
Oh, Lisa gets it. It's like the last kid picked at dodgeball.
That's right.
It's that, but even sadder. Now, Joe, I was watching a show
this dog have bad skin?
He was the last little puppy in the litter, the little baby. He didn't know if he was going to find a home, and this little boy was looking for a little dog, and he saw each other.
Sometimes you gotta root for the pedophiles. I've had enough of this.
What?
Have you ever got emotional and cried at anything?
Not this shit that I share with you folks.
Really?
I mean, yeah, I listen.
Movies
what
or
have you
something?
Teared up the last time you teared up?
When my glove died.
I
get it. But the fact that you guys know every week that the dog's going to be okay.
Well, wait. I was also watching on Nova. There was a show about an island up by Alaska, and the salmon run didn't come when it was supposed to. And the bears were having trouble eating, and there was an old bear that couldn't get enough food, and it was starting to get tired, and it was laying down on its paws, and it was waiting for the salmon.
Did they catch the bear?
No.
But I feel I would cry over that, knowing it's going to be curtains, but it's bear.
It's an old bear, and it might die because it's not getting any salmon. And there was a mama bear with two babies.
I have a schmear.
I know.
The Goldbergs. We'll give it to him on the bagel.
I know we can't. There's no Goldbergs up there. We can't go in.
Yeah, it's like no.
I'll talk to Jeff.
It's got they've got a no shirt, no shoes, no bears policy in Goldberg. No giant claws.
Goldbergs, well, you can't bear it all. Hello, hello, hello.
Oh God! And you're yelling at me about the picture.
But I denoted it with the proper huddle, huddle.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Is that what I have to say? And then I'm out of the barrel.
Well, no, you're still in the barrel for stopping the show with it. Okay. You know, she can have a nice innocuous comment in there, and it's fine. But you to bring it to the air, it has to be good. There's certain expectations. But the only one that can bring shitty shit to the air are the three of us. The audience.
Mission
has
accomplished.
Tom says, get any more of this sappy shit, and I'm going to get my period.
But
well, that's
true.
What happens when girls live in the same house with each other.
I know.
But it's true. You know, it's like.
Tom, go get some tampons. Here
I
it
mean,
comes.
My friend over here, my associate over there, my esteemed associate, has told me I'm a cold, creepy person who has a heart of granite. But sometimes
I don't recall saying that. I said you're a prick.
All right, but sometimes
I didn't say those other things.
Yeah. It was a euphemism.
Yeah,
no, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Well, the only one you're really prickish to are the people you like.
Well,
and your ex-wife to be.
Wait a minute. Now you don't treat me that badly. I'm kind of hurt.
Oh, all right, bitch. So yeah, just show you I love you.
Thank you.
The other pip you. Get to collect them all.
Yeah, trading cards. Yeah. No, I understand what you mean, though.
Yeah,
so you welled up.
Yes.
Yes.
I can't handle that shit.
No. Nope.
Okay.
Can't take it.
Yeah.
But you could be despicable to your soon-to-be ex-wife.
Well, that's different.
She's a caged animal, you know. Maybe somebody will adopt her.
No. She's getting plenty of salmon.
He doesn't
feel any bad for her at all. I'm using my Bear Nova story analogy.
Bear Nova story.
She's still getting fed. Just fine.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Why are you looking at me like that?
You know, if she was a puppy, the little boy wouldn't come.
No, he'd run like hell, jump in a car and split, yeah.
Screw it, I'm like a cat.
Wait a minute.
I didn't want a dog after all. A gerbil, a parrot. I just don't want a dog anymore.
I'm gonna have to walk that thing in the
Give
snow.
Me a cockroach, a cricket. I just don't want that dog.
Could you see the parrot?
Get me the fuck out of here. And that would still be a better choice than adopting you as a puppy. Pip the puppy.
I would poop on the rug. I would.
You do it here.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. How many times do I have to apologize for that one accident?
Drags her ass on the carpet.
It itched.
Fissure juice all over the place.
But you ever see a dog?
Fissure juice. That is the most disgusting phrase you have ever uttered in the history of the show.
Is that really?
Fissure juice.
Oh,
Tom.
I got the fat horse challenge is over. And don't get the idea for that damn truck of yours.
Please drink it, stupid. Oh. It's still warm.
But you have
a viscousy. Tom, is that the most disgusting thing I've ever said? You're the show's historian.
I was saying laughing my ass off, so I think he's enjoying that.
But you ever see a dog drag his ass on a carpet?
Yes.
That must feel so good. Because think about it. I mean, you're on a carpet, and the carpet's like all got all, like, you know, it's all kind of coarse.
Yeah.
Day one of Joe's single life.
But think about it.
I am not stepping on that rug with my bare feet ever.
And you got a shag carpet, so you know that's laying
But think about it. If you're a human, that's disgusting. But if you're a dog, it rules.
If you're a human that has a dog that did on the carpet, it's still disgusting.
But still, think about it as a dog, okay?
Your dog doesn't have any other options.
I know.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
That's
and the good thing, because he can't scratch himself. He's got paws. He can't get back here. He's got no cheeks, so he can get his asshole right on the tuft of the rug and drag it. And it must feel really good.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you got an itch up there. You wish you were a dog.
Yeah.
You do.
Because if you dig too much, now you're like invading yourself.
Yes.
This is no longer scratching an itch. You're now fisting yourself.
Yes. Yes, excuse me. I feel so shamed.
You give yourself your shocker with your butthole and your fissure hole.
They're not separate holes.
No, fissure's a hole.
No, it's a tear.
It's a tear.
It's not there anymore.
It's a tear of the rectum.
It's a side shoot. It's an, you know,
A side
yeah,
shoot.
Like it's a detour in your asshole.
It's like, you ever see one of those combines?
Signs.
Those combines, and he had that little thing that shoots the stuff off the side?
Well,
that's what
yeah.
it looks like.
He's talking like if you're a lawnmower and you have like the
like
grass
the
catcher,
shoot.
But you take the grass.
Yeah,
the
and it just shoots
off.
Out.
Yeah, there's options. Your ass has options, is what I'm saying.
I love, no, the, way,
not
I love the look in his face. He's like, well, and he's just like, yeah, that could work. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
I got
like
it. I'm not a little enthusiastic, but I could see the premise.
I'm really not loving the idea of my ass being just like a combine with a separate chute. You know?
Well, I'm sure your ass has been combined with things before. I don't seem so offended.
Tom says, that's up there with gefilte fish juice.
I'll take gefilte fish juice every day of the week over Fisher juice.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, that's true.
No.
Same here. I'm the biggest proponent of drinking it, so what the hell?
I don't even want to be in the room with Fisher juice.
Viscous Fisher juice.
How dare you have a normal reaction to something?
Me?
Yeah, the day you like, I'm going to be right there digging.
No, Fisher juice is too much. For me.
Yeah.
Not for you, but for
no,
me.
No, for me. For me.
Oh,
for
no,
me,
for
yes,
him, too.
For me.
Tom says, I thought the side shoot on a person was a colostomy.
Let me tell you something. When I come here and
glad you finished that, because it's sort
when
of
I come, when I come, when I come.
don't get excited, Saki. There, so,
that's my job.
But it's like every time. It's like I have
always on the clock.
But I have flashbacks because I take the ride up, so I use the restroom when I come. And I get flashbacks because I use the restroom before I would get weighed for the Fat Horse Challenge.
Yes.
And it's like being a little Vietnam flashback, knowing that I, you know, hopefully, you know, if I make it and God will what we have in store downstairs.
So peeing here gives you PTSD?
Yes.
Oh, my. All right. Well, you know, rubbing my ass cheeks on the rug down here gives me PTSD. But
and a good feeling.
Yeah.
Of relief.
Yeah. No more itch.
Yes.
Awesome.
Oh.
Anything else, Joe?
Oh, that'll do it.
All right. Let's get some camera. You guys are disgusting.
Yeah. Are you new?
Yeah, really.
Brand new. I couldn't even hit record on time.
Oh, God.
I hate when that shit happens. At least I didn't say anything interesting. It got really interesting once we started talking about Joe's little puppy friend.
I know.
Well, Joe, you could get a puppy after everything.
I guess, but I would not. I can't get a puppy because I'd have to stay there and take care of it. You know,
you could get a fern.
I get a fern. I get a cactus.
You'd have to water it.
I had a cactus.
A short
once.
Prick like you.
Yeah, I had a cactus once.
Did you?
Named him Kenny. Kenny the cactus.
Kenny the cactus.
Yeah.
Well, that'll take care of that itch.
Yes.
What do you think it was there?
Yeah.
Oh. It's only brown cactus in the county. Yeah.
My God. So you had plenty of practice with Fisher juice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, after that cactus.
Looks like a sprinkler.
You know what Fisher juice sounds like?
You're freaking 20,000 prick holes from the cactus.
Fisher juice sounds like some fococta energy drink that they're going to come up with.
Fisher juice.
Yeah, like for like a better workout. Yeah,
Fisher juice.
Drink some get you bubbling.
Yeah, Fisher juice.
We should market that.
Cut right to the chase.
You can see the marketing plan. See up there with an asshole
with
the PowerPoint. All right, put the PowerPoint of the asshole up there that looks like a waterfall because we're going to try to sell it as that.
A waterfall.
You heard from Poland Spring from the waters of Maine. Well, this is from the crack of an asshole. Fish juice.
Crack of an asshole.
Filtered.
You just see somebody picnicking on a cheek. Yeah. A couple dinkleberries just hanging out.
Yes.
With a moose.
Catching the moon, if you will.
Out by where the... there's a place where the taint leads to the cheeks.
All right, Joe. Now you, Joe, you have another assignment.
What?
You are going to make a commercial for Fisher Juice for next week.
Oh, God.
Yeah, a nice read, however you want to do, with some nice commercially type music behind it. We will have Fisher Juice commercial.
And we are not going to get a CD done.
That's all right. You don't work that hard on it. It'll be fine. It keeps you out of trouble.
Tom is still freaked out.
Listen. The more I keep you busy, the less your wife's going to get in the divorce.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know, good point.
So you're
doing it for your own good.
You're welcome. All right. Should we do some curmudgeonly philosophy?
Yes.
You wondered about it. You waited for it. And now it's here. Curmudgeon philosophy with Pip Helix.
All right, here's this week's curmudgeonly philosophy. Buying thinspiration pants is a guarantee.
Wait, buying what?
Thinspiration pants.
What is thinspiration pants?
Ah, like
oh,
come on,
clothing that's just a little tight.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Did you make that word up?
No.
I guess we've never wanted to wear smaller clothes.
Oh, I have, yes.
Yes, he understands.
I understand.
You've heard the phrase Thinspiration?
Yes, there was a pair of 33 jeans I will get in again one day.
Those are his
Thinspiration
pants.
Probably your next girlfriend should probably be a size 33 jeans. You ain't a millionaire radio star. Know your options, stupid. There's the wish list, and then there's obtainable. Yeah.
And why do you think he's inspired by these pants?
He's going to get in them, all right?
He's going to get in them.
Paying particular attention to the legs.
Yeah, because I won't have money for groceries because I'm paying alimony. Yeah, probably.
Just take half the wife's bread groceries.
All right. Gotcha. All right.
Thinspiration.
Buying Thinspiration pants is a guarantee to pack on at least 5 pounds. It always happens. If you buy something as like a goal. Pants?
I don't think that's true. Well, I don't. Well, I mean, do these pants fit when you buy them?
They're tight. That's or they're just a little bit small.
Why would? Yeah, but if you're fat, you have pants that you used to be smaller in. Why do you have to buy thinner pants? You have thinner pants.
You might have thrown them out.
The back of your closet.
You might have thrown them out.
You might have thrown them out.
Not with this pack rat.
Yeah.
Oh no, I have a variety of sizes.
Pick through the years.
Yeah.
through the eyes of clothing.
Yeah. A retrospective, if you will. Yeah.
Oh, the acid wash jeans. Those were good years for Pip.
I still have some. I have some in my basement.
Clothes.
Yeah.
I got stuff from
you
my
can never wear them again.
I wear shirts that I've had from high school. I still wear them.
Yeah, but shirts are different. You know, depends on the style. I mean, if it's like the 80s style shirt, you really can't wear
those
it.
It's a workout shirt.
Well, that's different. Workout shirts, jeans and stuff. Well, certain jeans. But if you got like acid wash jeans and stuff like that, you can't wear that. You look like an asshole.
Yeah, you do.
They'll come back.
I have stuff that I wear to, like, garden in, paint in. You know?
I thought the slaves do that for you. You still go out there with your
paint? Ah! No! They only pick the cotton, according to you.
Yes.
No, not us. You said you had a plantation. And no plantation runs without slaves.
Oh,
right.
No. I just like to sit on the porch and drink the mint juleps and look out at it. I don't hire.
You like seeing their glistening muscles working and straining?
You bet I do.
I love standing there. I do have to stand there. I can't sit in the chair because my thin pants won't flip.
They irritate my anal fissure.
They make my fissure. They keep the fish, but they're good when they're really tight because they keep the fissure from flowing.
Here's the problem, with tight pants and a fissure. Tight pants and a fissure, you're going to get some of that fissure juice. Everybody's going to see there's an issue back there.
And well, you know
on
what?
Your pants, you're going to go right through it. That's why you got to put like a bandage on your fissures.
That's why you have to get those pads for your outside furniture that are, you know, rainproof, whatever.
No, I was talking about your pants.
Note to self, got to go to Pip's house.
Have a seat. No.
Have a seat. Thank you. No. No.
Don't know what's been there.
I'll stand like I'm on the porch of the plantation.
Well, I'm just going to pet AIDS Kitty.
I'll be right here with AIDS Kitty.
Do some work while you're here.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to hire anymore after what Davin said about me.
Well, you know, since
boy, take a break. Joe's here, boy.
Kind of changed the laws in 1866, so you know.
Darn it!
All right, so if you get clothing that you want to fit into, you're going to gain weight.
Yeah.
So then, never get clothing you want to fit into. Buy a muumuu. You're fine. You'll be a toothpick.
No.
You should buy bigger clothes.
No.
You'd be a bikini model by now.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It doesn't have the opposite effect somehow. No.
So either way, you're getting fat. Don't blame it on the pants.
I blame the pants.
It's not the pants' fault.
Actually, I shouldn't have used the word thinspiration because that's one of those words that, like, anorexics use.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a whole big thing pro-ana, like people who are, like, think that anorexia is good. And they have pictures.
They're called heroin addicts. They look the same.
Now heroin addicts don't notice.
No, there's this whole sick, like,
heroin addicts are more fun to hang out with.
Okay.
You think?
Well, while they're high.
While they're high.
All right, so if we...
They usually pass out.
You had a party.
That's fun.
If I had a party... Here's why I don't want to date an anorexic. A heroin addict, they're usually getting their own heroin.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow.
Okay. Yeah.
An anorexic. I'm dating an anorexic. I'm paying for a meal and she's going to puke it in the bathroom? No! That's fucking bullshit. I'm laying out good-hearted money for her to eat. She's faking. It's bad enough she's going to fake an orgasm. She's going to fake a meal with me? That pisses me off.
You got a point.
I have a point. I didn't argue nonsense.
You weren't arguing at all because I'm like, yeah, all right, I buy in on that. Yeah, you made sense.
I would totally be annoyed if people were throwing up food that I cooked for them
exactly,
or bought for them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Totally annoyed.
See, that's why heroin addicts are better.
All right, point taken. Very good.
Wait a minute. We should save this for the absurd arguments.
I think I've made the case. There's nothing to argue.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
If you would like to argue pro-anorexic, I'm willing to entertain it right now.
Open and shut case on that one. Yeah.
I'll cue up the music if you'd like to argue it.
No, not me. No.
No, no. No, anorexic's a peach.
No. Absolutely not on that
side. You'll argue about humping a dolphin, but not the pros of anorexia.
No.
There are lines, Joe, that she will not cross.
No, see, pointing itself, I rest my case.
What?
Not anorexic.
Well, yeah, you're a good girl. When something comes in your mouth, you swallow it and keep it there.
Well, just like a good girl should.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a quick side story. At the show on Saturday, Davin goes to me, just want to let you know, man, you did a really good job on that the debate thing. I'm like, great. I got praise for fucking a pool. Pool toy.
Who said that to you?
Davin. He goes,
a compliment.
He goes,
He goes,
you know, last week's show, man, very good job on that, man.
I also, that also goes with your repression of homosexuality. It wasn't just pool humping, sir.
All the things we've done, all the things we do, all the things we work. I get that.
That was the most prepared you've been.
At any point in a storm, I'll take it. Don't worry. You know, it's cool.
You could have sucked. You didn't.
No.
Because you fought the urge.
any port in a storm, any lounge in a pool, right. I'll take it.
Right there.
Does Anthony let you back in his pool after hearing that?
Oh, yeah.
All right. So let's take our first break. We'll come back with some bitter on Twitter and talk about some Washington Redskins and stuff like that.
Okay.
All right.
You can listen to Davin's Den live every Tuesday on extremejams.com. That's extremejams.com. WKAD Radio, Wicked, Clutch and Wiggle, CyanetRadio.com, TalkSuperStation.com, The Juggernaut, MacDaddyRadio.com, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, DavinsDen.com. TheIndieAuthority.com also has apps so you can listen live on all mobile platforms, including BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. If you missed Tuesday night's show, you can download the show at any time on DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, PodAlmighty.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm. Scammer clips are available on iHeart or DavinsDen.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.